Hi everyone, I'm Brett Stetka. Welcome to another edition of the F1000 Practice Changing Minute, our series where we report on commentaries from the faculty of 1000 on highly rated studies that may change clinical practice. Our commentary today covers the study Net Clinical Benefit of Warfarin in Patients with Atrial Fibrillation, a report from the Swedish Atrial Fibrillation Cohort Study from Dr. Freiberg and colleagues and published in Circulation. The F1000 has given this a ranking of changes clinical practice with the following conclusion, that when treating patients with atrial fibrillation, bleeding risk should not make the clinician shy away from antithrombotic therapy for most patients. In effect, the higher the risk, the greater the benefit for in all but exceptional circumstances. And the following F1000 commentary on the study was written by Drs. Andrew Cron, Manoj Obisekar, and Pradat Saklani from London Health Sciences Center in Ontario, Canada. In their commentary on the study, they wrote, "How do we identify patients with bleeding risk that exceeds the risk of thromboembolic events in atrial fibrillation? All 180,000+ individuals with a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation in the Swedish National Hospital Discharge Register between July 2005 and December 2008 were identified, and over 170,000 met the inclusion criteria for the study. International classification of disease codes and information about medication were obtained from the National Prescribed Drugs Registry during 1.5+ years of follow-up, or 260,000 patient years total. Regardless of the CHADS-VASc score or the HAS-BLED score, the risk of ischemic stroke increased more than the risk of intracranial hemorrhage as either score increased. Similarly, the risk of thromboembolic events increased more than major bleeds as either risk score increased. The outcome with regard to a composite endpoint of death from any cause, ischemic stroke, or intracranial bleed for patients on warfarin at baseline, compared with that of patients who never used warfarin during follow-up, demonstrated that warfarin-treated patients had a better outcome than patients not on warfarin. The net result favored warfarin treatment for all patients except for those at very low risk, with a CHADS-VASc score equaling zero. Those who appeared to have the best net benefit from warfarin were patients with the highest risk scores in either or both risk score schemes. Thus, anticoagulation should be the general rule for all atrial fibrillation patients except those at very low risk of stroke. A significant exception to this approach was highlighted in a substantial minority, less than 1% of all patients, where bleeding outweighed the ischemic stroke rate. In another study involving a similar cohort of Swedish patients, malignant hypertension, ongoing occult GI bleeds, or recurrent spontaneous intracranial hemorrhage was associated with a bleeding risk that exceeded the risk for ischemic stroke. And with that, this concludes today's commentary from Drs. Cron, Obisekar, and Saklani. So for the F1000 Practice Changing Minute and for Medscape, I'm Brett Stetka, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Mm-hmm.